From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. In a moment, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Just to tell you a little bit about Doc Wallach, he is a veterinarian and has performed more autopsies on animals than you can imagine. And then he is a naturopathic doctor and has been able to develop some of the most incredible supplements that this planet has ever seen. Now, we're going to do something a little differently tonight with Doc Wallach. We're going to talk with him about your pets. That's right, because he continues to monitor pet nutrition, and we're going to talk about that. Of course, we'll take your calls as well about questions about you and your own health. But tonight, if you own a pet, get ready for Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, or you'll be able to call for help and assistance at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Now, for some time now, we have been highlighting Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, helping a lot of people. As a matter of fact, by just the emails I got over the last couple days, and including many questions for Doc Wallach, we've helped a lot of people. But recently, criticalhealthnews.com, those folks have come up with For Tales Only to help pets. That's right, dogs and cats. And it's amazing. And Doc Wallach, of course, started his career as a veterinarian. I'm going to have him talk about that. But he has researched and published more than 70 peer-reviewed articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmacological research. He has made major contributions to 8 multi-author text and reference books on these subjects as well. And again, the website, and I urge you all to go there when you have time, criticalhealthnews.com, and a toll-free number to talk to people. This is not to get on the show. We'll give you that number a little bit later on. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach back on Coast to Coast. And Merry Christmas to you and your staff, Doc.
Well, thank you so much, George. Back to you and your staff. And we really, really appreciate all the great things you do to getting the word out and helping the world. And so we're just really super happy to be involved with you in your campaign, and thanks for working with us.
Well, you spurred my interest last time you were on when we were talking about human supplements, and we're going to do that again tonight, of course. But you mentioned the pet supplements and what you're doing for animals. So let's talk about that tonight, too. But tell us a little bit about your veterinarian background, Doc.
Okay, well, I grew up on a farm, and I had a degree in agriculture. I wanted to go back and be a scientific farmer. And 2 years into my ag degree studies at the University of Missouri, just on a lark, I applied for veterinary school and got in. Well, 2 years later, of course, I graduated ag school and I started pathology and began to do some pathology work towards my PhD degree in pathology, and ran into the first mass die-off from pollution in America. Got it published, sent around the world, and I sent copies to Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show.
That's
remember
right.
Him?
Yep, and he ran the St. Louis Zoo.
Yep, he was the director of the St. Louis Zoo. He was also, prior to that, he was the director of the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. And I had worked for him as a kid in grade school and also in junior high and high school in the first couple of years of university. And so I sent him a copy of that paper on the mass die-off from pollution. And what I found was that he was a very, very, very bright fellow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I graduated University of Missouri, and I had my degree in agriculture, my degree in veterinary medicine, 2 years into my PhD degree for pathology. I went to Iowa State University to continue to finish my work in pathology. Got a year into it, so I had my 3 out of my 4 years done. And Perkins sends me a letter and said, look, I need to send you to Africa to work in the White Rhino Conservation Project. You've been working for a long time. I can trust you to do what I tell you to do. And so I went to Africa. I said, I can always come back and finish the PhD. I'm going to Africa. So I spent 2 years in the bush in Africa working on the White Rhino Conservation Project, and a book came out of that called Rhino Express. It's a great true life adventure living in the bush for 2 years. I caught 200 white rhino. There was only 400 alive at the time. I caught 200 of them, tranquilized them, sent them back to the States. And so if you see a white rhino in a wild animal park or a zoo, it's either one that I caught or offsprings that I caught. And Perkins sends me another letter while I'm in Africa. He says, look, I need you to come back. I just got this grant from the National Institutes of Health to study diseases in zoo animals that die of natural causes, hoping to use the zoo animals as the old coal miners used to use canaries as a kind of an early warning biological system, the canary in the mine thing. And so I said, well, I can always come back to Africa and work here. I'm going to go help Perkins out. Came back to the States, and to make a long story short, over a period of 10 years, I did 20,000 autopsies on over 454 species of animals, 3,000 humans, 17,000 and some change on 454 species of animals. And the bottom line of the study, George, was that every animal, every vertebrate, every animal, every human being that dies of what we would call natural causes, mm-hmm. dies of a nutritional deficiency disease. No genetics were involved, okay? No genetics were involved, and that was a big revelation.
Sure.
The 1,200-page thesis became the thesis for my postdoctoral fellowship, which I got, University of Missouri, Iowa State University, and Washington University. And it's one of those things you can actually go Google Amazon.com because they put hard covers on it and made it into a book. It's called The Diseases, not the, but Diseases of Exotic Animals, Diseases of Exotic Animals. And look how much people are paying for that book, 1,200 pages, diseases of over 454 species. Now, when a pharmaceutical company does a study on a new drug or a disease, a university does a study on a new drug or disease or nutritional deficiencies, over a 5 or 10 year period, they might do 50 autopsies on rats.
Right, right.
Or 50 autopsies on dogs. Nobody had ever done 20,000 autopsies on 454 species and compared them all, except me. So that gave me an insight that very few people had. And no genetics were involved. It was just a mind blower that all these deaths from what you would call natural causes were actually caused by nutritional deficiencies. And so I began to use these things that we had developed for animals, $100 billion, not all my studies, mine was like $100 million with the National Institutes of Health and all the other university studies I did, but all the studies on nutrition and deaths from natural causes in animals, $100 billion worth of research in all the veterinary schools and ag schools all around the world, and they came up with these basic 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. We don't have health insurance for animals, so we began to prevent and reverse these diseases just using nutritional supplements. Hmm. So I said, why don't we do that in humans? Well, we had insurance, which turned out to be the worst possible thing for humans and health, because doctors began to use human beings as an ATM machine just so they could get into your insurance. Ah, oh, look at that.
What a mess.
And so all the prescription drugs, except for antibiotics, which can kill syphilis and bacterial pneumonia and bacterial meningitis and staphylococcus and streptococcus, with the exception of prescription antibiotics, all other prescriptions, George, are designed just to treat symptoms so doctors can make money over a long period of time. There's no cures. Jeez. Other than antibiotics. In animals, we had all these cures, and I began to say, why can't we use these in humans? Okay, and so that's how that all started.
Well, and I got to tell you, Doc, the fact that you are now not only helping people, and you've been helping people for years, but helping animals with for tails only, I think is absolutely dramatic. And again, at criticalhealthnews.com, there's more information on what we're talking about tonight. People love their pets, Doc. I got to tell you, I mean, I have people coming up to me going, do more shows on animals and, you know, afterlife communication with animals and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And, I mean, they are just, as they should be, in love yeah. with their animals.
Well, animals are blessed parts of the family. They were the first psychiatrists, the first comfort providers. Animals do great things for human beings, for our emotional things. But also, they were, again, early warning signals for us when bad things were going to happen. You know, there was a bear or a wolf outside. They would growl and let you know that there was something bad outside. But also, they could protect us in other ways. Well, first of all, when it comes to nutrition, we learned how to get rid of 900 different diseases that were thought to be pre-existing conditions and genetic diseases and also autoimmune diseases in humans. And we just got rid of them and could reverse them after dogs got them and cats got them and iguanas got them and canaries got them by just supplementing them. And again, $100 billion worth of research put all that information together. Well, our division in longevity is called For Tails Only, as you pointed out. And these are meant to supplement good diets. You can buy good diets, you know, for dogs and cats and other animals in grocery stores, for goodness sakes. And you want to make sure it says grain-free, gluten-free on them.
Right. And what's important, there's been a lot of problems of dog food and cat food being made in China, and these animals have died. You do all this in the United States. I understand.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All of our supplements are created here in the United States. And use the basic foods, and of course, the basic dog and cat foods, they say for large dog breeds, giant dog breeds, medium-sized dogs, small dogs, toy dogs. And you want to get the right-sized dog food for the right-sized dog, the right-sized cat food for the right-sized cat. But then that's where for tails only comes in. That's where the magic comes in. Because remember, all vertebrates, whether you're an alligator, a crocodile, a hummingbird, or a deer, or a human being, or a dog, or a rat, or a pig, or a horse, or a turtle, or a fish, or a porpoise, or a flamingo, all vertebrates require the same 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And here's, again, where the part tails only comes in. We have a basic program we call Arthrodex, and it's designed to supplement all dog food, cat food, iguana food, and canary food, and so forth. And it's a crystal.
I
like
this.
Coffee crystals, okay? And it's one scoop for 25 pounds of body weight, and you just adjust that. You know, if you have a 10-pound dog, you'd use like
a half a teaspoon.
Yeah, half a scoop, like, you know, in that 10-pound dog's food. You have a 50-pound dog, it's two scoops. A 100-pound dog,
How do you feed them it?
We just put the crystals right on their food. It tastes good. They love it. And has some liver and chicken in it, so they like it. It tastes good. So they never turn it down. And then, of course, we have the human stuff, which actually we like to call the secret sauces for all these diseases that are nutritional deficiencies. So let's say your dog has a musculoskeletal problem, got some arthritis, got some back problems. So in addition to a good dog food for the body weight of the dog, you could also add what we call our healthy bone and joint pack, which is for humans. And again, that's for 100 pounds of body weight. So if you have a 50-pound dog, one healthy bone and joint pack would last 2 months for a 50-pound dog, or for 4 months for a 25-pound dog. You just add a quarter of a dose for a 25-pound dog of the healthy bone and joint pack to the dog food and the Arthrodex, and magic happens. Magic happens. And, of course, we have the vitamin D3.
That's fantastic. Doc, hold on for a sec. We're going to take a quick break. And, of course, when Doc Wallach is on, we start the phone calls earlier, because so many people try to get on. So we'll do two things. We'll take calls about your pets with Doc Wallach, and we'll also take calls about you, because I don't want to do a show without getting you involved as well, because your health is very important to us. The website, of course, is criticalhealthnews.com, and then a toll-free number where there are actually humans standing by to give you advice, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We're talking with Doc Wallach. And, oh, yeah, Tom is back in L.A., and he will take your texts and tweets and use those questions, too. And welcome back to Coast, Doc Wallach with us for the next hour and a half, where we will take your calls to try to help your pet and also you. The phone number to help for other information, just to chat with somebody, is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The website to always go to every day, because it's updated constantly, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Couple little notes, Salt Lake City folks, I'm coming out there March 10th for a live stage show. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. It's at the Janae Wagner Theater. Full information at coasttocoastam.com in our highlight reel. It's one of the last buttons you can punch. However, if you're looking for tickets, call their box office at 801-355-2787. That's 801-355-2787. Their website online is artsaltlake.org. Artsaltlake.org. And then over in Scottsdale, Arizona, April 21st, Virginia G. Piper Theater. Looking forward to that. And full information again at coasttocoastam.com, or call their box office at 480-499-8587. Boy, I'm throwing numbers at you like crazy tonight. 480-499-8587, or their online website. It is Scottsdale Arts. Throw that S in at the end of arts. ScottsdaleArts.org. We are back with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance and more information, 1-855-949-7234. As we talk about your health, I've got a whole slew of emails as well. But also, we're going to devote this program tonight for the first couple hours talking about your pets and things we can do to keep them living long. In terms of longevity, Doc, for animals like a dog, why do smaller dogs tend to live longer than bigger dogs?
Well, people tend to pay more attention to the quantity of vitamins and mineral given to a small dog. A big dog that weighs 100 pounds, they just give it a big bag of dog food and might throw, you know, a supplement in there, but don't pay attention really to details. Where a big dog requires four times as much supplements as a little 25-pound dog.
Right.
Yeah, and so we pay great attention to body weight for both humans and dogs, and we got the idea for humans from dogs. And, of course, by doing that, we've tripled the lifespan of animals, including dogs and cats and birds. We've tripled the lifespan over the last couple of years, and we've gone from the average dog, say 20 years ago, would live to be 8 years old. Now they live to be 25, just by giving them more vitamins and minerals.
That's amazing. 25.
Human beings, yeah. In human beings, you know, over the same period of time, we've only gained 6 months. Instead of tripling our lifespan, we've only gained 6 months. Now, there's so much new research out on longevity. One of the fascinating things came out a couple of weeks ago, big study, worldwide study, and they said that people who consume 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day live considerably longer than people who don't drink coffee at all.
I saw that. That was mind-boggling.
Yep. And then people who eat high-fat diets can live 23% longer than people who eat low-fat diets, just the opposite of what a doctor will tell you. And they were talking specifically about things like whole milk, which might have 5 or 6 or 8% butterfat in it, okay? Whole milk instead of skim milk or zero-fat milk. Also, you want high-fat yogurt instead of zero-fat yogurt. You want butter instead of
margarine and that stuff and that hydrated junk, huh?
Exactly. And so people who do that significantly not only live longer by 23%, let's say if you're going to live to be 75 and you had this high-fat diet and drank 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day, you're going to live to be 100 just by adding those things to your diet.
With some quality to it, too.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And so, of course, we have the 90 essential nutrients. You throw that in, and that, as you say, the quality is so important there. And basically, the philosophy of the medical system is that, oh, just eat well, you're going to get everything you need. We have such good food in America. We have more food per person than anybody else. Everybody else in the world is starving. And you just eat well, you're going to get everything you need. But that attitude would be the same, George, as saying, oh, don't waste your time and money by putting oil in your car. Put dirt from Texas in your car. It's a lot cheaper.
Or sugar.
Or sugar, and there's bound to be some oil in that dirt from Texas because it's Texas dirt. And we pay a great amount of attention to preventive maintenance in cars. You read the maintenance book, and it says, hey, change your oil every 3,000 miles. Use this quality of oil. And we do that. An insane person would not put dirt from Texas in their car. But yet people, when a doctor says, oh, don't worry about supplementation, just eat while you get everything, oh, okay. They're essentially saying, okay, I accept putting dirt from Texas into my food because I know I'm going to get everything from it. Okay, you just can't do that. You supplement with your 90, basic healthy start pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And you have a health problem, you throw in the secret sauce for that, and when the health problem comes under control or goes away, guess what? You go back to your healthy start pack,
that's
one per 100 pounds of body weight.
And maintain.
And maintain.
Let's take some calls here for you, Doc. They are rolling in. A lot of pet lovers here and owners. Let's go east of the Rockies to start. Doris is with us from Pennsylvania. Hello, Doris.
Hi, Doc. How you doing?
Okay, thank you. How can we help you?
Okay, I have a 6.5-month-old puppy chihuahua. He's about 4 pounds, and I have his sister, too. He has developed what I guess they call a cherry eye. It's like I think the vet explained it as a lymph node, and it gets like swollen, and it's really ugly looking. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to find out about it, and most of the time it said, well, you could do surgery. They could, I guess, stitch it, but it could come back out again.
Sure.
Is there anything else I could do for that cherry eye?
Mm-hmm. Now, is the white of the eye red, or is it just a cherry eye because the eye is sticking out of the socket?
He's got like that, what they call, I guess, the third eye. It's like red. And
the third eyelid is up. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is that, Doc?
Corner.
Yeah.
Doc, what's a third eyelid?
Well, the third eyelid, if you look in the corner in people's eyes, there's this little pink triangle down there in the inner corner of the eye.
It's like your tear duct, right?
Well, there's a tear duct right behind that. Very good. But this is actually a membrane that actually can cover the eye and come back down into its resting place in the corner. It's not quite so well developed in human beings as it is in dogs. And the tear duct behind that third eyelid can actually be plugged and cause that to bulge out. And when they want to do surgery, they can either amputate that third eyelid or they can put a drill down in that tear duct and get the sort of flaky skin out of it, which is blocking it. Excuse me. And so basically, in that little, you say, a four-pound chihuahua?
4 pound, a little one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And so what I would do is go ahead and give it the Arthrodex to the dog food and make sure the dog food is meant for toy dogs or even sub-toy dogs, you know, 4 to 10 pounds. And
that's a small little dog, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be a quarter,
teacup,
one of those scoops of Arthrodex in the dog food. And I would also give it some extra. I'd give it some extra of the omega-3s. I'd go ahead and get one of those EFA capsules, soft shell capsules, puncture it, and squirt that into the dog's mouth and let it, you know, it'll kind of lick it and absorb it that way. And then I would also give it one capsule a day of what we call Ocutiv, O-C-U-T-I-V. You can go ahead and open that up and dump the powder into the, it's a capsule. You go ahead and dump the powder into the food. And that's kind of where I would go with that, because you want to get that the tears flowing in that tear duct behind that little third eyelid.
It's amazing that humans and animals, Doc, just don't get what they need from just food.
That's correct, and here's why. Plants, which make up the greatest majority of our diet, maybe 60-70% of our diet, even if you're a meat eater, your plants are going to be a greater part of your diet. Plants only require 3 elements from the soil. All vertebrates, including human beings, require 60. So you can eat a pretty good carrot, a pretty good lettuce, a pretty good tomato, pretty good beans and peas and so forth, carrots, beets, squash, and guess what? You're going to be 57 short, because farmers don't put in any more than they have to. They get paid by tons and bushels. They do not get paid by the nutritional value of the food. As a result, they know to add the 90 essential nutrients to their animals' food, you know, for cows, dairy cows.
Sure, that's smart.
Raising babies, yep. Because they don't have insurance and they don't want big veterinary bills. But humans, we think we're doing well by, you know, we squish the tomato and smell it. Oh, it's firm, it smells good, looks good, and it tastes good, but it only has 3 elements from the soil in it, in your 57 chart. And so we have to supplement, and whatever you get from your food is value added. You supplement, you guarantee you're going to get everything you need. And kids, you really need to supplement your kids, just like this little 4-pound chihuahua, because, George, if you look at the labels on the baby formulas, Enfamil, Similac,
mm-hmm.
Things like Carnation, those kinds of things, they only contain 5 or 6 minerals. We need 60.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. I always wondered about that when we raised our kids,
mm-hmm.
because we put them on Similac. And,
now, that's why kids who are on baby formulas have the highest rates of sudden infant death syndrome, crib death.
Oh, my God.
They're dying of a particular mineral deficiency. So we like to make sure that all mothers who are breastfeeding are going to be taking the 90 essential nutrients that comes through the milk into the baby. And even if they have to supplement their milk with a formula, they're going to get all 90 essential nutrients through the breast milk. And, of course, if the baby begins to drink formulas, the formula needs to be supplemented. We have liquid supplements.
You can just drop them in.
Just drop them in there.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. First-time caller Lewis is with us in Florida. Hello, Lewis. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Great, Lewis. Thank you.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
It's an honor and a privilege to speak with you guys. I tell you that much. I have an 11-year-old German Shepherd, big boy, about 110 pounds.
Love that breed.
And I don't know. I took him to the doctor Monday morning, and I thought it was just arthritis. You know, he was walking a little lethargically and all that. And you get him his rabies shot, and then they gave him an ultrasound. They told me he had, what they call it, cancer in the stomach, heart's heart sarcoma.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
he got sarcoma of the stomach?
Yeah.
That's strange, isn't it?
And they wanted me to put him down that day, you know.
Oh, geez.
Okay, well, I'd have, you know, that sort of thing, I'd get a second opinion. I like the universities for second opinions because all the professors there, you know, in the veterinary schools are paid a salary, and so they're going to give you an academic diagnosis as opposed to a diagnosis that's useful for the veterinarian financially. And doctors, they diagnose cancer, they win the lottery. They get paid $40,000 a treatment, okay? And so I like a second opinion when you get a diagnosis like that. But in the meantime, what you can do for this 110-pound dog, I would go ahead and continue giving him the food he's used to eating, but make sure there's gluten-free, no grain, gluten-free, no grains. And I would throw a couple of eggs in there, you know, whisk them up with a whisk or a fork, whisk them up real good and mix them in with the food. A couple of eggs in there, say 3 eggs for a 110-pound dog. I would also give him the Arthrodex. I'd go ahead, 100-pound dog, I'd give him 4 scoops. It's 1 scoop for 25 pounds of body weight, and put that in there. And then there's a support for the immune system, which is a liquid called Z-radical, Z like zebra, dash radical. And I'd go ahead and give him an ounce of that. You can just, you know, put it down his mouth and rub his throat and he'll swallow it. Or he can add to the food. Some dogs like it, some don't. But I would go ahead and put it down his throat and just rub his throat so he'll swallow it. That'd be an ounce. And that 1 quart will last a month.
How do you get a German Shepherd to take a supplement? You ask him politely, though.
Yeah. Well, I think this guy is probably going to respect his owner and you know, do the right thing. But get that second opinion and then call us back. But in the meantime, that's kind of a thing that's going to support the immune system, which is your best friend when you have cancer. Also, give that dog the supplements it needs for all of its physiological events in the body, whether it's the stomach or the liver, kidneys, muscles, and digestive system is going to work at its optimal amount. So go ahead and, you know, give it the supplements.
And, Lewis, if you need more help, call 855-949-7234, 855-949-RADIO. I know we're throwing a lot of information at a lot of people today, and so if you miss it, call that number and just talk to them again about some of the things that Doc has been talking about tonight. We take your text and tweets. Let's go to you, Tom, back in L.A.
Hey, Doc, we got a tweet in from Mike. Mike gets flu shots, and he wants to know if flu vaccines lower your immune system.
Flu shots do lower your immune system for about 3 months.
Oh, geez.
And so I really don't like flu shots unless there's 10,000 people dying.
I don't take them, Doc. I don't tell people on the show not to or to. I don't go there. But I haven't had a flu shot in God knows how long, and I haven't had the flu.
I've never had one. Yeah, but if you insist, you know, some people say, I just got to have one. You know, I just got to have one. I just believe in them. Okay, you want to get your flu shot in March, and then by July your immune system will be back up where it's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And okay, because right now, people who get their flu shots during the flu season, August, September, October, they have the highest rate of the flu because their immune system gets knocked down for that 3 months. And when the flu bug comes through, they're not protected, okay, and they get the flu.
Doc, you provide a great service to a lot of people, my friend. Thank you so much.
You're very gracious. Thank you.
Next up, we go to Cheryl in the state of Washington. Hi, Cheryl. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a dachshund that is she's 4 years old, and she was 9 months old, and they found a bladder stone about the size of a quarter. And they did surgery on her and told me to put her on grain-free dog food. The bladder stone came back. She had blood in her urine again. And so I went online looking, and I found an herbal supplement called Kidney Bladder. And I have been giving her that, but I noticed about 2 months ago she had a small amount of blood in her urine again.
Okay, well, here's the problem. When you get kidney stones or you get cystic, what do you call it, cystic calculi, which is what they call a stone in the bladder, cystic calculi, cystic referring to the bladder, urinary bladder, and calculi means a stone. These are always caused, whether they're in the kidney or the bladder, they're always, always, always caused by osteoporosis. That means that, how much does a dog weigh?
She weighs about 23 pounds.
Okay, small one.
Okay. Yeah, well, she's probably a little big for a dachshund. 23 pounds is a pretty good
size. Yeah, she's not quite a miniature. She's kind of in between.
Yeah, okay. And so I'd go ahead and give her one scoop of the Arthrodexin to her food. Okay, make sure the food is grain-free and gluten-free.
I've been feeding her. I've been cooking.
Okay, I don't want to hear that. Okay, now if you're cooking stuff, you're making a mistake because you cannot formulate a diet that's going to give that dog everything it needs for its body weight. So you need a good dog food for a 23-pound dog.
Minute to go, Doc, before the break.
Yeah. Okay, and so bottom line is one scoop of the Arthrodex, because it's 23 pounds, it's for a 25-pound dog. Okay, I'd also give it vitamin D3, two capsules of our vitamin D3 capsules. Open them up or put them in the dog's mouth, either way. And then lastly, I would throw in one tablespoon of the liquid OsteoFX Plus, okay? One tablespoon, which is a half ounce into the dog food. And don't forget that vitamin D3, and that all should take care and prevent the kidney stones and the urinary calculi in the bladder. But don't be cooking chicken and fish and meat and mixing vegetables with it and trying to come up with a balanced diet. You cannot do it.
All right, Doc, we're going to take a quick break and come back with a final full hour to go of phone calls on people and supplements for your animals and supplements for you. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, blow their phone lines wide open at 1-855-949-7234.